WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Stop! You monster! Let us go!
What's going on here, Edwin? What's the meaning of all this?
I had to get you down here.
I beg your pardon?
When I learned the High Council of Extraordinaires was sending the Department of Education's newest top dog to power you, I saw a perfect opportunity to appeal to her virtuous, narrow-minded, dogged pursuit to uncover the cracks that power you and make a name for herself by exposing it all. What better way to entice your curiosity than by telling you about a machine that records everything?
What? You mean that's not what it does?
I'm sorry. I lied.
Then...
what is it exactly? It's a tomb, Chancellor. A terrible, dimensional prison where the souls of the most evil supervillains throughout history have been banished. The Augury Invicta.
You?
Yes, I was banished there. In fact, my soul is still trapped inside the Augury Invicta, or in layman's terms, the Spear of Souls.
The elevator.
You don't need to back away, Mrs. Bittlesback. The elevator doors are closed. There's nowhere to go. Besides, I need you.
What do you want from me?
You see, I am merely a disembodied spirit. Oh, I know I may look like flesh and blood, but I'm just a phantom, a ghost.
No.
It's taken years of focus just to assemble into this form. But now I am ready for the next step. To inhabit a physical body. Not just any body. I required one who was in a position of power. Someone like you. So that when I possess the body, I will be in a position of power.
To do what?
To unleash the Sphere of Souls upon the world, Mrs. Bittlesback. Stay still. I'm entering your body.
Mr. Sinclair? Are you in your office? Mr. Sinclair?
I haven't seen him this morning, Mr. Barrington.
Oh, good morning, Miss Bennett.
I just set out some fresh pastries in the kitchen if you're interested.
Good thing I already had breakfast or I might be inclined to indulge. It's odd about Mr. Sinclair. I didn't smell the incense at the main faculty quarters either.
Incense, sir?
Every morning, Mr. Sinclair gets up at 6 a.m. on the dot and throws open his windows and burns the most horrible-smelling incense you can imagine. It wafts through the courtyard.
Really?
It upsets everyone. But he says it helps keep him calm, so we all just go along with it.
Calm? Mr. Sinclair?
Right.
Guess I'm thankful I live in the assistant faculty building next door.
Indeed. Anyway, there was no incense this morning. Strange thing is, I stopped by his room and the door was open, but he wasn't there.
Maybe he's toiling away at the Power U labs.
I hope not. He was warned, but maybe you should call out there to see?
Oh, of course. Is there a specific message, sir?
Just let him know that I'm having a meeting with the five.
Tara, Chloe, Priscilla, Seth, and Felicity?
Yes, they're all anxiously waiting in my office. I can't imagine he'd want to miss this. Students in trouble? It's what he lives for.
I'll find him, Mr. Barrington.
Thank you, Miss Bennett. Oh, by the way, if the High Council calls again wanting to talk to me about attending that absurd therapy session with Amy the android, just tell him I'm not here.
Of course, Mr. Barrington.
As if I don't have enough to do around here already.
Mr. Sinclair, help me.
There's nothing he can do to help you, Mrs. Biddlespack. My soul self is becoming one with yours.
No!
Oh, Mrs. Biddlespack!
I told you what would happen if you spoke or moved a muscle, Mr. Sinclair. Best you just stay still and watch. Poor Mrs. Biddlespack, laying on the floor, unable to move as my spirit slowly flows through her.
Please stop.
Not too much longer.
From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Still no sign of Mr. Sinclair. I have no idea where he is, but I can't wait any longer. I'll get right to the point. I'm extremely disappointed in all five of you.
I had nothing to do with any of this.
Right.
I didn't!
Quiet, Miss Ashcroft. And did you really need to bring your bunny with you?
Potion? He's harmless, Mr. Barrington. Isn't that right, Potion Wotion?
Oh, brother.
That's right. I'm harmless, Mr. Barrington.
That little furball is evil.
I didn't know animals were allowed on campus.
He's part of my culture, so it's allowed, Green. And don't call him evil.
He is.
Better watch out.
Excuse me, I am talking. What were you all thinking? Miss Callahan, you've been awfully quiet.
Yeah.
Flying off campus to confront Dr. Epic. You know better than that. You know the rules.
I'm sorry, Mr. Barrington.
Sorry isn't good enough.
It's about time she got in trouble.
Miss Ashcroft, what did I tell you?
But, Mr. Barrington...
Don't act innocent with me. You've also broken school rules. Using powers to create a Tara Tulpa, bullying classmates, deceiving faculty members.
We were just having a little fun, Mr. Barrington.
Yeah, fun. People really need to get a sense of humor.
Fun? It was dangerous and reckless. And Ms. Green, instead of alerting the faculty to Ms. Callahan's plans, you kept them secret.
I know, Mr. Barrington, and I apologize.
Lame.
Miss Ashcroft.
That was potion.
And for what it's worth, I'm really sorry about all of this, Mr. B.
Yes, and Mr. Reynolds. Your sound wave vibrations left strange carvings in several buildings across campus. I have repair teams doing maintenance on them as we speak.
Amateur. Can't even control your own power flow.
Shut up, Felicity.
You shut up.
Try and make her.
With pleasure.
Enough. That is enough. Now then, I've spoken to all your parents already, with the exception of Tara's aunt.
Not surprised.
And they are all in agreement with my decision to give you a 2-week in-campus suspension.
In-house suspension? Seriously?
They don't deserve it, Mr. Barrington. It's all my fault.
Oh, brother. Here comes St. Tara.
Miss Ashcroft, one more word out of you and you'll be facing suspension off campus.
They all got caught up in my drama. Protecting me, lying for me, doing things that none of them would have done. I owe each of you an apology, and I hope you can forgive me.
While I respect your desire to take full responsibility, Miss Callahan, I'm afraid it does not erase the decision and the actions of your fellow students. The punishment will remain for all of you. You may go now.
So, out of here.
What a joke.
Miss Callahan, I'd like a word.
Okay. See you guys later at the Bluffs.
Sure.
See you, T.
So annoying.
Right? I mean, Mr. Barrington talked to our parents.
I'm sure my mother just loved getting that phone call. Here, just hold potion while I get him a snack.
Sure. Hi, Potion Ocean.
You need to brush your teeth.
Oh my god, did you hear what he just said to me?
Your breath reeks. You ate that garlic thing last night, remember?
Oh, yeah. Look, Chloe and Seth are coming out of the building.
Hey, losers. Payback's gonna be so sweet.
Shaking in my boots.
Are you seriously that dumb to threaten us in front of the faculty building?
I'm not threatening you. I'm making a promise.
Whatever.
Go choke on a spell, witch.
What did you just say? Anissa Reverie.
Chris, no witchcraft. Sound boy's right. Look where we are. Just let them go.
You have a point. Green, Reynolds, this isn't over.
Because your threats worked so well last time. Bye, Priscilla.
Later.
Can't wait to knock those smug smiles off their little... Chris, what is it?
I don't know. A wave of something. Dark.
Dark?
Evil.
Evil is here. Something to fear. It's very, very near. Better listen to me, dear.
Potion is really creeping me out.
It's his prophecy powers. And I can feel it too. Rippling through me, a shadow force. Something wicked is happening right here on campus, Felicity. Something very wicked. And I love the way it makes me feel.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous Universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time-space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.